We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's an NBA insider for ESPN. On Twitter at WojESPN. He's the host of the Woj Pod. You can find that anywhere you find podcasts. Most notably Apple Podcasts. It's Adrian Wojnarowski making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Woj, I know how busy you are. Thank you for being here. I owe you.
Gary, anytime, man. I'm never too busy for you.
You're the best. You're the best. Let's start here locally. You reported it over the weekend. Jamichael Green suffered a broken jaw, going to be out maybe about a month or so. That means Jaren Jackson Jr. probably going to have a bigger role than most people anticipated, heading into game three of the season. Do you have a sense for whether the front office thinks he's ready for what's about to come his way?
Well, you know, listen, eventually he's going to be the cornerstone of that franchise. I think they believe that. I think and eventually that starting position would be his. But he's 19 years old, and you don't need to, his second game playing, 26, 28 minutes off the bench, you know, goes for 24-7 and a couple blocks. I think it's sooner than, I think everybody preferred, but he was already playing big minutes, and this will certainly be an opportunity for him to really get dropped into it. But you've seen it, Gary. I had said this before the draft, and I remember saying it on draft night. You know, there were a lot of executives in the league and guys I really respect who thought he had a chance to be the best of all of them. And, the 19, he just is starting to figure it out. But this is for Memphis. This is the kind of young talent they have not brought into this organization in a long, long time. Now, they haven't been in a position to draft this high either. They've been a playoff team for a very long time. But if you're going to drop into the lottery and you're going to be there and you want to be in and out of it, this is the kind of guy you want to pick up on your way back to the playoffs.
No question. I'm talking to Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. I want to ask you about another rookie, Trae Young, with the Atlanta Hawks last night, 35 points, 11 assists. The last rookie before last night when Trae Young did it to get 35-10 in a game, it was Steph Curry back in February 2010. Listen, he's going to be hit or miss this season. Like, he's going to have some great games like this and some bad games because, you know, he, like Jaren Jackson, is very young, and he's going to have the ball in his hands a whole bunch and be given a green light to do a whole lot. But he looked special last night. Does Atlanta, I know they were criticized somewhat on draft night for doing the deal that they did. Do they feel good about it, having spent, this preseason and now a couple of games with Trae Young? It looks like he's got a chance.
Yeah, and you know what happens, Gary. Like, you don't play well in summer league for two or three games. All of a sudden, you're a mistake. You know, Luka Doncic is going to look – now, listen, long-term, Luka may end up being the better player, but Trae Young's going to have a chance to be really, really good. And remember, they got another pick in that deal. So they get to go back at it with they really believed in Trae Young, and Travis Schlenk, their GM, was in Golden State when they drafted Steph Curry, and he's not trying to compare them, but he has seen, how deep he can shoot the ball. He's a little bit smaller, but a tremendous passer. You've seen that too. And this is just a GM who really believed in him. They didn't love Doncic there, and that was across the board there. There were others in the organization. They were fairly, I don't want to say unanimous, because there's a lot of voices. There's other voices there, but they're going to be very young. He's going to get an opportunity to play through mistakes. And what I saw in him after getting to know him in the spring and being around him in summer league and just what really impressed me last night with him was the way he's carrying himself, his confidence. He's just so much of this league, especially at a young age, is believing. And like, he's going to hit ruts. Like, every rookie's going to do that, and they're going to get blown out on a lot of nights. They're not they're tanking. They're meant to. This is what's supposed to happen. But the hard part, I think, for a player like him, any young player, is getting through that and coming out with continue to have good habits and developing winning habits when you're going through this. And you know, Lloyd Pierce, their coach, was part of the staff in Philly when they went through this for a very long time. And I think that was part of why they brought him into Atlanta, because you've got, as a coach and organization, fight through all that to keep your star player like Trae Young, in a real good mindset. But you're right. Last night he looked terrific.
Talking to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on Twitter at WojESPN, host of the Woj Pod. You can find it via Apple Podcasts. Big news today. The suspensions are in. Chris Paul gets 2 games, Rondo 3, Brandon Ingram 4. I expected them to be bigger given what happened this weekend between those two teams. Does this seem light to you? Did you expect more?
I expected a little more. I think most in the league did. I think most executives and coaches, players, and you know, a lot of people, this is one where a lot of people reached out when I reported the games. They were surprised. I think the league offices heard that from people too. I actually thought the range was going to be Ingram more like 5 to 7. I thought Rondo was like 3 to 5. And I thought Chris Paul was 1 or 2. And I know Houston, I know Chris Paul's not happy with getting 2. But even if someone swings at you first, if you throw a punch, you land a punch, you're going to get a couple games, game or two. And whether he was provoked, you know, he got, you know, Chris got into, there's a lot of stuff going on through the game, and there's no question Rondo was, he provocated this, and he took it to another level by spitting. But I think part of it too, when people are measuring against what they've seen in history, I two things came to mind to me. One, I know people talked about that Denver Knicks fight in 06, where Carmelo was in it, where he was backpedaling on Marty Collins. Remember, that one spilled into the fans. Like, that one spilled into the seats. And that's going to elevate the spine. And I think we're in an era where there's so little fighting. It almost never happens. And there was a time where the NBA had to look very – they had to be heavy-handed, because they were always fighting this perception that they weren't they didn't have control of the league. A lot of the stereotypes and a lot of the things that they were dealing with as a league and trying to figure out how to manage – and it wasn't always fair, and sometimes they did come down harder. I think it's a different time where the image of the league is so good, and people love the players, and the public does for the most part. And so I just think there's less – this isn't commonplace in the game. Like, punches are almost never thrown, and I think that might measure – if all of a sudden we saw another one of these next week and punches being thrown, I think the league then – I think you'd probably start seeing – as a more of a deterrent, them getting out and hitting players with bigger suspensions and trying to curb it. But it just hasn't been part of the league for a long time.
Talking to Adrian Wojnarowski here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jimmy Butler is still on the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're 1-2, but he's been pretty fabulous. He's averaging 28 points per game. He's got a PER of 35.1. Is this sustainable? Can they really keep him around this season, or are they just waiting for somebody to up an offer and then they'll make a move?
I think so, Gary. I think that they kind of know what the offers look like. I think they know what's available to them out there. You know, there'll always be a tweaking. Maybe a team will get a little more desperate and want to, maybe teams will, it'll go the other direction. Maybe they'll lose the longer they keep them. Maybe they'll get less. But I think they kind of know what the offers are going to look like and know what's out there. And, you know, I think Tom Thibodeau is going to try to ride it out as long as he can here with Jimmy Butler. They're going to have to move him by the deadline, February, if they want to take him at his word that he will not re-sign with them. You know, I think the owner in the end, the owner, Glenn Taylor, may have to dictate at some point him being moved. I think Butler has some patience right now for them. If he doesn't have patience later, if it's not happening and we're into December, end of December, never mind getting the February trade deadline, you know, he can make it more difficult on them. But I do think what Tom Thibodeau wanted all along was just him in uniform, him starting the season, him playing. Because remember, that group didn't like each other very much last year. All the issues that were there between he and their young stars were there last year, and they were the three seed in the West before Butler got injured and was out for a month. So, like, they've been through this, and Thibodeau's not afraid to coach a team under those circumstances.
The Oklahoma City Thunder dropped to 0-3 last night, home loss to Sacramento, double-digit home loss to Sacramento. I know two of the games were without Russ, but Russ was back last night. Is this is there a reason to be concerned in Oklahoma City, or is it just, hey, there's 79 more games to go and we just got Russ back?
Yeah, like they've shot the ball really poorly. That team's going to score the ball. I think defensively you're concerned with what you've seen, but boy, it's early, and like I think that team will find its way, around 50 wins. They'll get there, just like the Nuggets. The Nuggets are 3-0, and they look great. And I really believe they would be much improved. And, I think they're going to be right there around that 48-50 win. I think that's a 50-win team, too. I think for OKC, losing at home to Sac that's going to jar you a little bit, but you always see some aberrations, especially early in the year. You see them all year. I mean, there's always going to be games that jump out at you. But they certainly have to tighten up defensively. But this is a quicker, more athletic team. Dennis Schroeder from Atlanta, I think, is really going to help them. I like this Thunder team. I think they're built to play at a really fast pace. I think they're going to, without Carmelo, be able to just have some more versatility out there, and I think you'll start to see that as the year plays out.
I'll wrap it up here with Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, the NBA announced last week that G League contracts are going to be offered to quote-unquote elite prospects straight out of high school for $125,000. I think you and I are on the same page here. It's a big headline, but probably won't have a big impact because I cannot imagine why any five-star prospect without academic issues and without amateurism issues would consider taking $125,000 to, stay in second-rate hotels, to sit in row 38B on connecting flights, playing in front of 200 or 300 people, and at the risk of getting exposed by grown men. Is that the same thing you're hearing from agents? Like, we just would not allow a top 10, top 15 player in the country to actually go down this path.
No, that's exactly it. And, but teams will tell you, like, hey, I wouldn't the counter with teams is you could show me a lot more about who you are as a pro in the G League than you could in college basketball. Like, what we'd know that you would be physically overwhelmed. We know that there would be struggle. We wouldn't expect you to come in and dominate. Where we would really learn about a player and where a guy could really help himself is if you think you have a high character, tough-minded guy who will fight through the exhaust, high school, going from high school to a G League schedule, now they may not play every night, too. They may understand your body's not ready to withstand that. But I think, and teams, here's the other thing, too, Gary. Remember this. You would be placing a player, a G League team now, they draft a guy in the second round. They put him in a G League. He's their player. Guy's on a two-way contract. We are developing this player for us. He's going to be like, in the past, you would have a D League team, and you would just lose. Another team could call him up, and you're like, we put all this work in with a guy, and so we don't have a roster spot. Somebody else calls him up. But these guys are not eligible for the draft, so they would be placed in a team. Then they would go into next year's draft. So if you're, Atlanta with your Erie team, and you get one of these guys, and you put all this time into them, well, you might know more than everybody else about this player, whether you want him or not. But in the end, chances are you're probably not going to get to draft him. So how much will the individual teams really want to put into a player that after a year, it's not like they get to keep him or they could go draft him like everybody else could, but everybody else can see how he's doing. That, to me, is another question of, like, the investment. What will be the investment teams make into a player who's not really their property? I hate using that word. But so those are all things to consider. Essentially what happened was, a guy could make $25,000 or $35,000 in a year if he came out of high school. Now he can make $125,000. The rule states, well, I guess it changed in that you're, like you said, like the select guys are going to get placed. But that opportunity, that option to go to the G League has been there. It's just now it'll pay a little more. But guy like, Mitchell Robinson, like who all of a sudden couldn't get eligible at Western Kentucky, and you want him to play like that, that's a great, maybe that would have been an alternative for him last year. There's always guys who there's a scandal, whether it's academics or I just don't want to go to college. I want to go do this. I'll go back to college later. The one thing I wish the NBA would add into it, and I've had teams say this to me, is if we really do care about education, that if a guy's going to do this, that there's an opportunity to go back and get your degree, and that the NBA will make that a part of this for those players. If the NBA is really serious about trying to educate, develop the whole person.
That is Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. He's on Twitter at WojESPN. You can see him on TV just about every day. Listen to him on the Woj Pod. That's available anywhere you get podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. You're the best, buddy. Thanks for being here.
You're the best. Thanks, Gary. Talk to you soon.
All right, Woj. That's Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.